4.9 Triple M. This is Moonman in the morning. It's 17 to 7 with a mostly sunny Friday on the way for Sydney. Tops of 20 degrees. Saturday partly cloudy and 21. Then Sunday we'll get a few showers and 19 degrees.
The coronavirus pandemic has resulted in Australia losing a further 227,000 jobs between April and May. There's a lot of pain out there, resulting in a total loss of 835,000 jobs since March, and has brought the unemployment rate to a staggering 7.1%. It's the highest we've had in two decades. With so many people out of a job, many don't even know where to begin or what industry to turn to. Employment expert Graham Wynn is here to tell us all about it this morning. Graham, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're all terrific. We've still got a job, which we're very thankful for. Absolutely, Jess. What industries have been crueled the most?
Certainly retail and hospitality have been killed dramatically. And anything to do with sales roles, they've died also. Customer service, as in professional services, they've also died off quite badly. And the thing with the unemployment rate is it's quite misleading a little bit to say it's 7%. It's actually considerably higher than that. And the reason for that is, if you take May, for instance, 200,000 jobs lost, only about 90,000 of those people have actually said we're looking for work and signed up for it. The others haven't.
So what is the actual figure?
We think it's around 11% at the moment. Because since March, there's about 600,000 people who've lost their jobs but are not looking for work. So they're not treated as unemployed. It's about 11% the real figure, if you factor those numbers in.
Well, Scott Morrison has warned that we should brace for even more job losses in the future. What do you think it could get up to?
Well, we think that when the JobKeeper payments stop, if they do stop in September, that will also increase the unemployment as well. Our calculations say that'll push it to around 13 or 14% unemployment. At the moment, people under 24, it's around the 15 to 17% already because of retail and hospitality problems. So the numbers are much higher, and they're being kept down a little bit by the JobKeeper payments. But if companies don't recover quick enough, once that JobKeeper payment stops, they will have to lay people off as well.
So what will these people need to do? Will they need to retrain, and where would the opportunities be?
I don't think retraining will be the big issue because there'll be little work out there basically. But the problem with retraining is that they're going to be competing against people now who have a lot of experience in industries already because there'll be so many people looking for work. So it's very, very hard to change career when it's such high unemployment. So they really need to use the skills and experience they've got and look at, okay, how can I tweak it a little bit and what industries can I use my existing skills and experience in, because to retrain will not help them at this stage.
Graham, logistics and trucking are just booming at the moment. Warehousing, yes. There's so much stuff on the move. What industries have actually benefited from the lockdown?
Certainly IT has benefited a great deal. Call center work, as you say, warehouse logistics has benefited a lot. We're seeing a large increase in retail at the moment because stores now reopening. So retail is really picking up dramatically in that area. We're also seeing companies now looking to rehire salespeople because as we get through these crises, they need to build their business. So the first people they employ are salespeople. Then the support staff come later. They need to start generating income. So we're starting to see a big increase in salespeople now as well.
Well, we look forward to the economy bouncing back and a lot of people getting back to work. Hopefully we can push that unemployment rate down. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Graham.
No problem at all. Thank you.